Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature top Billboard Motown artists and the second most popular Motown song. We'll pick it up with the eighth most popular artist on the Billboard charts with The Miracles. Then Glass Dine the Pips, Diana Ross, The Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, The Miracles with Love Machine Part 1 right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon. Bye. Float Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Diana Ross, Upside Down, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1980, and Diana was the 35th most popular Billboard artist and the 6th most popular Motown artist. Before that, Last Night in the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, and that song reached number two in the pop charts from 1973, and Last Night in the Pips were the 42nd most popular Billboard artist, including all their hits and all the labels, and they were the 7th most popular Motown artist. And we start with the Miracles with Love Machine Part 1, number one from 1975, and the Miracles were the 44th most popular Billboard artist and the 8th most popular Motown artist. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this album, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists and their 2nd most popular Motown song. Well, coming up, a smash hit from the Supremes and Love Child. Well, Love Child was the 2nd single and the title track from the album entitled Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. The record took just 3 weeks to reach top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and then it topped there for 2 weeks, November 30th through December 7th, 1968. It was overthrown by even a bigger Motown single, Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine. The song paved new ground for major pop hits with the then-controversial subject matter of illegitimacy, and it was also the single that finally knocked the Beatles' Hey Jude off the top spot in the United States after its 9-week run. Well, on Billboard's special 2015 chart of the top 40 biggest girl groups of all time in the Billboard Hot 100 charts, Love Child ranked highest among the Supremes' 6 entries. Well, in 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes dropped Florence Ballard, and they acquired new member Cindy Birdsong, and they added Ross's name to the billing. Following this string of changes, the Supremes had mixed success on the pop charts. Reflections peaked at number 2 on the Billboard pop charts, and In and Out of Love peaked at number 9, but the group's next two singles did not hit the top 20. This prompted Motown chief Berry Gordy to hold a special meeting, which was attended by a group of writers and producers of the label, including R. Dean Taylor, Frank Wilson, Pam Sawyer, Deke Richards, and Henry Cosby. The group, who named themselves The Clan, set out to work on a hit single for Diana Ross's Supremes, and instead of composing another love-based song, the team decided to go a different route. And the result was this great song, Love Child, by The Supremes, right here on Motown.
Lucky guy. is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon, soon we'll be married and raise a family. Just my imagination once again running away with me. Tell you it was just my imagination running.
Don't you know how sweet it is?
Marvin Gaye with the classic Let's Get It On, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973. Marvin was the 12th most popular Billboard artist and the 3rd most popular Motown artist. Before that, The Temptations, another classic, Just My Imagination, Run Away With Me, that reached number one from 1971. And The Temptations were the 21st most popular Billboard artist and the 4th most popular Motown artist. And we start with The Supremes and Love Child, number one from 1968. And The Supremes were the 25th most popular Billboard artist and the 5th most popular Motown artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're counting down the most popular Motown artist and their 2nd most popular Motown song. Well, coming up, the 2nd most popular Motown artist with Michael Jackson and Ben right here on Motown Memories.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. And
Popular Billboard Motown artist, and the fifth most popular overall with Stevie Wonder, that was Sir Duke, named after Duke Ellington, and that reached number one from 1977, and we started with Michael Jackson and Ben, number one from 1972, and including all his hits on the Epic record label, Michael Jackson was the seventh most popular Billboard artist, and the second most popular Motown artist. Well, this hour, we feature top Billboard Motown artists and their second most popular Motown song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.